went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. We're in Suite 404 in Building 400, right there in Pooler, Georgia. And the best way to get a hold of us would be to call my cell phone directly. That's area code 845-561-2225. That phone rings in my pocket. If you want to call the office directly, you can certainly do that. It may take a little bit for me to get back to you, but that phone number is 912-348-3369. You can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And it's more and more disheartening every day that I go to work to meet people who are not being given the proper care to remedy, to solve, to fix their unwanted health concerns. It seems like we have a system in this country. It's a sickness care system that's designed to keep you on the treadmill of treatment, keep you on a lifetime of medications, keep your problem. If you get rid of one problem, that's okay because they replace it with another problem, and they just keep you in the mix of receiving health care. It's interesting, in one of the classes that I used to deliver up in New York, we used to talk about the fact that the new job of anybody that retires is about going to the doctor full time. And if you go to the doctor, you get an evaluation, then they got to send you to another place to get tests, and then you got to come back and get the tests reviewed, and then the tests were off, so that we got to send you for another test or another viewing procedure or another evaluation of some sort, and then that comes back, and then you got to come get the results of that. And then you get referred to the specialist who's going to deal with the specifics of the problem. And you go to the specialist, and they want to run their own tests. Why? Well, because we don't trust the first test that we're done. We want to do it our own way. And don't worry, insurance will pay for it. And at the end of the day, the person gets all these office visits, all these tests, all these scans, all these things. And I don't know that they ever come away with a sense of, well, what is it that they have? What is causing what they have? And what are we going to do in order to remedy, to solve, to fix, to resolve the imbalance and allow me to go back to my life and not have to be on a lifetime of medications in preparation for having some sort of life-altering surgery that's going to change the way that I do my life? And it just saddens me that this is the state of our healthcare industry. This is the state of how, quote, the healthcare industry practices taking care of our citizens and our brothers and sisters. And it not only saddens me, it kind of irritates me, because I have had a gentleman in my office this past week, and sad part is at 16 years old, he had a little inflammation that looked like swollen lymph glands, and I told him that he needed to go get that properly evaluated, that I definitely sensed there was a problem. He had some imbalances with his spleen and imbalances with his lymphatic system and imbalances with his thymus gland, and we helped to reset those things, and then his mom took him and started into the system that is our medical system. And unfortunately, the blood work indicated that he didn't have any problem, that he was a growing, healthy boy. The difficulty is that they wanted to do all these scans, and they wanted to do biopsies, and they wanted to do PET scans, and they wanted to do all of this treatment without explaining to the mother what was going on with her 16-year-old son. And so I helped her through the process, and where the status of that situation right now is that they're waiting for more test results, and she has asked them to not do a biopsy because she doesn't want to, quote, let the genie out of the bottle, which is what happens when you give somebody a biopsy. You're actually promoting the spread of whatever it is that they're going to stick the needle into, because you've now broken the seal of the container. And I understand that that's the standards of care, but it's not in the best interest of the individual. There's other ways to find these things out without having to do something so invasive. If you're going to go in and remove it anyway, then why do you need to evaluate it before you remove it? Why don't you evaluate it after you've removed it, and then you can do whatever tests you want just to satisfy your curiosity, but certainly don't bill the insurance company for it, and certainly don't bill the patient for it, because they don't care what it is. The insurance company doesn't care what it is. And it's only the doctor's curiosity of wanting to maximize the return on their investment that promotes their wanting to see what the thing is. And so I just want people to be proactive. I don't want people to have the health problems that we have in this country. And I certainly don't want 16-year-old boys who are very competitive and very athletic to now have to go through whatever it is that they're going to end up putting him through, and changing the path of his life. And, you know, the fact that the doctors can't explain why his blood works normal, even though he has these lymph node enlargements, indicates that they really don't know what they're talking about, but yet they're going to force him down a hallway of treatment. And my perspective is that you shouldn't treat anything that you don't understand. It doesn't make sense to offer treatment for something that you don't understand. And so, but that's the state of our healthcare industry, and I don't want that for this young gentleman. I certainly don't want that for any of you, my listeners. So I appreciate you tuning in. I apologize for my mental meanderings, because, this is heavy on my heart. And I want to get on to today's show. And the man who helps me do that, he's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. I had somebody yesterday mistake Mark as being a doctor, and I just wanted to let Mark know that somebody thinks of you as a doctor, and that's a wonderful thing. I assured them that he's got a lot of knowledge and a lot of understanding, and he is the man behind the scenes that puts our show together, but he is not a doctor of any sorts. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. Listening to this, to your opening talk there about this young boy and the fact that he's facing possibly a changing, life-changing set of procedures to try to deal with something that they don't know what it is. And it seems that ignorance is so often what's kind of governing what's going on with healthcare these days.
And it's okay to have ignorance, but you need to acknowledge your ignorance. ignorance, and you need to say, listen, I don't know. And when somebody in earnest who has a problem and you as the provider of care are there to help them, whether you're a physician, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a nurse practitioner, whether you're a nurse's assistant, whether you're a physician's assistant, whether you're just a health advocate, whether you're just a neighbor who cares, whether you're a family member who cares, if you're trying to offer care to somebody, it's important to give them the understanding that they need about their problem so that they can make their choice about how they want to proceed. And unfortunately, what was going on with this 16-year-old, and I spent an hour the first night on the phone and an hour the second night on the phone, and I'm waiting to have another conversation this afternoon after they do this PET scan on this young man with the mom. And the mom is so appreciative that I take the time to explain things to her because she's in over her head.
Sure.
And the four medical overlords of sorts, because they're acting godlike, are just trying to enforce a program on her and her son, and she simply has asked every time they send a different doctor in to talk to her, I need to catch my breath. I need to get my head around what you're asking me to do. I still haven't understood what you've told me that his problem is, which is why she calls me and I explain it all to her. And she's so appreciative of me having the ability to do that. But doctors need to understand that the only reason why we are in business is because people put their trust in us. And if you've just met somebody and you think you know what their problem is, but you haven't earned their trust, then you don't have any business in asking them to do something until you've earned their trust. And that doesn't come by using big words that they won't understand and overwhelm them and make them feel like they're stupid, and then telling them, well, you have to do this, and forcing them into something that they don't understand. Because when you ask somebody to take action, when they don't understand the action that they're taking, there's going to be consequences. There's going to be severe consequences. There's probably going to be adverse consequences. And it's always interesting to look at something in hindsight, because you could see, well, wow, if I had the understanding that I do now, I probably wouldn't have made that decision. But nobody gave me the courtesy of giving me the understanding that I needed to make an informed decision. Ideally, I don't want doctors to fight with patients. I want doctors to work with their patients, not on their patients, but with their patients. Because at the end of the day, the 16-year-old has the final say. Because his mom and I have had long conversations about making sure that he understands what his options are and you supporting whatever his choice is. Well, he's only 16, the doctor will say. He's not equipped to make a decision. No, this is a 16-year-old who weighs 210 pounds and is, you know, 6'3" or 4 feet tall. I mean, he's a man. He's 16 years old, but he's a full-fledged man as far as I'm concerned. He deserves the right to make the decisions about what's in his best interest and not just have to swallow whatever's being forced upon him. And it just, the whole system saddens me.
One of the things that it makes me think of, I mean, first of all, that's a very scary situation, both for the mother and for this young man. But also, with a situation like this where they don't know what it is, there were probably going to be a variety of different approaches that could be done in order to be able to treat whatever this situation is.
Correct.
And if you don't understand what it is and how you might approach treating it, it would be impossible to make an intelligent decision as the person who it's being done to.
Right. My thought is that the doctors, okay, these specialists, because they were sent to a specialty hospital between yesterday and today, and my thought is that you go to a specialty hospital where these are the top-notch providers. They are supposed to be the cutting edge, know what they're dealing with. And maybe they do know what they're dealing with. And maybe they've forgotten how to educate somebody through the process that they've been through in order to get to the level of understanding that they have. But when you're dealing with somebody who's overwhelmed just simply by the diagnosis that they're being given, when you haven't even confirmed that it is that, but you claim that you've seen enough of these situations and you know exactly what you need to do, and we just need to get moving forward with it, without having the respect, without having the courtesy of giving the people with the problem the opportunity to just become comfortable with what you're asking them to do. I would never be comfortable with somebody cutting into me, ever.
Well, I mean, even if that was ultimately what the decision was to be made, I mean, unless it's an urgent situation such as, you know, a car accident or something where somebody is actually in an injured state, but here you're dealing with somebody that has potentially some sort of abnormality, some sort of growth that appears to be there, that they don't know what it is. So there might be a variety of different ways that it could be dealt with without having to go in and slice somebody open.
Right. We shouldn't necessarily become so myopic, so short-sighted with our thoughts about things, and we should evaluate things from a bigger picture perspective until we're able to focus down and sort of, quote, drill into what exactly the situation is. And again, at the end of the day, I've encouraged the mom to have them do whatever tests that are totally non-invasive. Because once you start invading the situation, you could have a possibility of creating a bigger mess.
Right, changing the situation.
So my prayers go out to the family, and I'm looking forward to continuing to support them through the process. And ultimately, as a healthcare provider, my job is to support people through their difficult situations and give them understanding and give them compassion and help nurture them through their process. And I just think there's a whole faction of our healthcare industry that has no compassion whatsoever. It's just about business. It's just about profits.
Yeah, and I mean, certainly whenever I've met physicians, for the most part, the physicians that I meet are very compassionate individuals, and sometimes their hands are tied. And one of the things, I mean, everybody, I think, most everybody, they're probably those people who are just so well-balanced that they don't become afraid, but most people, I would say, are afraid of getting seriously ill. And I mean, and getting sick, as you're sort of pointing out, and even the situation as uncomfortable and dire as it might be, it's something that everybody at some point has to deal with.
Well, yes and no. And my answer is yes, that's the mentality that we propagate in this country, that we feed people crap food. We don't teach people to take care of themselves. We don't give them the knowledge and power that they need in order to prevent things from happening. We don't talk about preventative care other than through the insurance industry. And the preventative care is just about more ordering more tests. It's not really about teaching people how to take care of themselves. And so my answer in that sense is we don't have to deal with it. But yes, this is our system. And so this is what we have to deal with. And I say no. If you are healthy and you practice proper health practices, then you don't walk around in a state of fear that something bad is going to happen to you.
Well, I think, I mean, part of the issue is that we have this huge health care debate that's going on more all the time. And there are a lot of people now that are at great risk of perhaps not having any kind of health insurance at all. So, I mean, these are kind of scary times.
Well, they can be if you're not understanding how to be and stay healthy. Now, once you know this process, health concerns are never a worry, certainly not something to fear. And just remember, he who fails to plan is really planning to fail. So we should all plan to be healthy. And then we don't need to fear anything. Didn't a great man once say there's nothing to fear except fear itself? And that was before the media became so focused on making all of us fearful for our lives and fearful for the next crisis that's going to come. And now we're fearful that we're not going to get, quote, adequate health coverage and that it should be a right for us. And my thought is, no, the right is what God gave us, is our birthright to be healthy, not insure us against sickness. Practice good health practices, and then sickness isn't even part of the equation.
Well, that's interesting that, you know, that's that perspective, you bring that in, because most of the conversation that we're hearing now is dominated by this idea of health care insurance. It's not really about health care, because there's got to be a difference between health care and healthcare insurance.
Yes, it's called your deductible, or the money that you have to spend before insurance will actually pay. Seriously, though, health insurance will pay for you to be symptom-free. It will never, I repeat, never pay for you to be healthy. And so the care out there is designed to keep you sick so that people begin accepting your insurance and can stay in business. And as far as I'm concerned, this is just absolutely plain morally and ethically wrong.
But it's such a, the business has grown to such a big, you know, such a size at this point that in order to be able to maintain all the hospitals and all their special equipment and specialized surgeries, some of which does do a lot to save people's lives and to keep people going, but it has to, it comes at a great cost. And the cost here in the United States for healthcare is extraordinary. It's 20% of our national, gross national product.
Yes, it is. And the sad part is that Europeans do things better than we do, and they don't have the issues that they have. And yes, they have the kind of healthcare that we keep trying to figure out if we can do and still make profits and whatever. And you know what? I don't know that in Europe it's about profits. I think it's about taking care of the people, which is why they have significantly better longevity than we do. They have significantly better health than we do. They don't have the kind of issues that we have. Not to say that they don't have health issues. They do.
Sure.
They still have cancer over there. They still have heart disease over there. They still have diabetes. But the percentages of people that are, quote, being lifetime treated for it is significantly less than what goes on over here. And I just simply want people to wake up to the fact that the system that we're being sold and that they're debating so vehemently through the news media and the Republicans versus the Democrats, it's all a bunch of crap. It's all a bunch of how can we dupe the American people into spending more money on treatment that's never going to fix a damn thing and get them to prepay for it. When we don't have any skin in the game, as my dad would say, we don't pay into that system. We don't use that system, but we're supposed to vote into our society a system that is for the people, just not for the people making those decisions. And to me personally, that's just absolute lunacy.
Yeah. This is, this is such a vital conversation that we're having because, you know, people are afraid of losing their health insurance.
And they are, and that's a legitimate fear. And as far as I'm concerned, it's sad. I was listening to the morning show on the river the other day, and they had a gentleman who was so grateful for his insurance and his doctor being able to help him address the effects of having a stroke. And the show hosts were happy for him and praised the system that we have for helping this man. And no one, not one of them, asked the most important question. You know what the most important question was, Mark?
No.
Why do we have strokes in this country? Who is addressing that problem? Not who is treating it, but who is preventing it and making it a non-issue and making it so that we never have to fear having one of these things. Bueller, anyone? Is anybody out there listening? I mean, it's just there's just no interest in understanding the mechanisms of why things happen and what do we do to permanently remedy it.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're on the roller coaster and it's gone up to the top of the thing and now you're coming down. There's no getting off anymore.
Right, exactly.
What do you do with the fear that something catastrophic could happen to you at any time? You could get in a car accident.
Plan for your success and have a plan to deal with the crisis, but focus on planning for success, and then you don't have to fear something catastrophic. If you're fearing something catastrophic, good. Go buy a catastrophic care policy that has a really high deductible, but if you have one of these situations to where you have a catastrophic incident and you're going to need catastrophic intervention, you have your catastrophic coverage to cover it, okay? With, let's say, a $5,000 deductible, even a $10,000 deductible. Because at the end of the day, maybe not all Americans are in a position to do this right now, but you know what? As long as you're making payments in earnest, you'll figure out how to come up with a deductible. Okay. The insurance company, the hospital, whoever is instituting the care, they can send you a bill, but you don't have to worry that you're not going to have coverage. That's what I would ask people to do. Or have a health savings account, okay, that you can use towards your health care costs any way that you want, not who manages your health savings account, who makes a profit off of managing your health savings account by scrutinizing where you choose to spend your money on your health. Having a third party regulating that just seems asinine, but that's what goes on in this country with most big companies who offer health savings accounts to their employees. Somebody has to manage that money. No, it's my money. Let me manage it and spend it on what I want to spend it on. I give people lots of receipts that has to justify them using their health savings card when they come to my office. And it's like, Why do you even have to? Why are they managing how you're spending your money? But that's the way the system's set up. Got to have a PIN, got to have a proper receipt, got to have a justification for why I spent this money, even though it's being spent at a doctor's office. Now we got to make sure that we are scrutinizing that it was appropriate for me to come to the doctor, take out my health savings card, and pay for the care. But yeah, maybe I was doing it haphazardly and I really didn't need the care, or I really didn't need to use that to pay for it, even though it's coming from a doctor's office. I mean, there's just so much lunacy in this system.
It's you know, one of the things that I was thinking about was that in watching some of the protests and things going on about the health insurance situation, is a lot of the people coming in there, you'll see parents bringing their children who have these health conditions that many of them were born with, and they may be in wheelchairs or having breathing apparatus. So in those situations, I think part of the way the insurance is kind of trying to set up for those kind of pre-existing conditions is to be able to spread the onus of having to pay for that kind of care by having everybody participate.
Well, what's interesting is, and I appreciate that, and yes, there are people who are born with circumstances, and that goes back to probably a show that we did a couple weeks ago related to child health and,
right,
and all of that.
Right.
And I think that ended up becoming a two-part show because we got so into it and enjoyed the conversation. But what's important to understand is the fact that there is a National Vaccine Information Center.org website out there, okay, that gives people proper understanding about vaccines and adverse vaccine events. And there's a government repository of money that was created by the government for vaccine injuries, okay? And there's millions of dollars in this repository for vaccine injuries. In order for somebody who's had an adverse event to a vaccination to gain access to that money, they actually have to fight for it. So the money's already there. They're just not letting it out to cover adverse events as a result of vaccination. So I'm pretty sure that we could set up a system that wouldn't be so burdensome upon all of us to where we have to spend exorbitant amounts on a yearly healthcare coverage cost for ourselves in order to cover these kinds of things. Okay, I remember when I lived in New York and there was a lottery system, and they told us that 50% of the money that's collected in the lotteries are going to go towards education. And then several years later, they were closing schools down and closing down school programs because they couldn't afford them. And I was just like, but you just handed out $250 million to the lottery winner. Where's the $250 million that you collected that goes towards education? Well, you do a little bit of pushing and a little bit of researching, and you find out it doesn't go directly to education. It goes to the general fund. Well, the general fund has so many plugs into it that they siphon all the money off, and then there's never any money left for education because they're lining their pockets and they're paying for things that aren't as big a priority, as far as I'm concerned, as education. Education should be first.
Yeah, I mean, what we need to be able to do is to support the process of improving our society.
Absolutely.
And that begins with education.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what this show is about.
We hope so. I mean, that's my intention for it.
Certainly, to educate people about what they can do for their health. Well, this is an important conversation, Doc Rick, and I appreciate having it with you. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you about more about this question of, does having health insurance make you safe?
Very good. Thank you very much for your listenership. I appreciate you tuning in. Please listen to this following commercial, and please don't continue to suffer.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Hi, this is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters weekly radio show, and I want to appeal to you, my wonderful listeners, who are currently suffering with an unwanted health condition. You may already be receiving treatment, and perhaps you're on the treadmill of treatment. The treadmill of treatment designed to manage your health concern. It's not being remedied. It's not about being fixed so you're good as new. It is being treated with toxic chemical medicines known to have harmful side effects, with no end in sight to address the cause of your concern. And that saddens me. And I am certain it saddens God, too. Why? Because we're never meant to be placed on a lifetime of toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects, and equate this with being healthy. I talk to people every day, and I'm saddened to see the agreements people have made to succumb to their condition without ever understanding there is a better way. There is a natural way. There is God's way for you to return to being healthy, to exercise God's plan, and get back to living life, not suffering in existence. So if you are one of my many wonderful listeners, I thank you for tuning in and giving me a purpose. If you are one of my wonderful listeners who is suffering needlessly because your medical doctor is not helping you return to normal and only offers you prescription medications, then I want to help you. I already have started educating you by your listenership. I want to take it to the next level. I want you to come to my office and allow me to get you back on God's plan for you. Let's get you off the treadmill of treatment and get you back on the healthy road. Let us work together to get you to express your best health ever. There is still hope for you if you desire a different outcome. Get off the treadmill of treatment you are currently on and step onto the road to health. How can you do this? Very simply, go to spineboy.com and request an action plan where it says special offer for our listeners. Request your action plan for wellness here. Simply click on the link, fill out the form, and I will begin communicating with you about your specific health concern and what you can do to reclaim your health. You have nothing to lose. You do have everything to gain, though, by restoring your health and exercising your right to be healthy. Go to spineboy.com and click on Special Offer for Our Listeners. Request your action plan for wellness. It really is that simple. I'm here to help you, but you have to take the first step. Simply go to spineboy.com and click on Special Offer for Our Listeners. Request your action plan for wellness, and I will contact you back. I look forward to helping you, and I thank you again for listening. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That's in Pooler, Georgia. And Mark and I are discussing, I guess we're discussing the state of health care, and I think we're moving towards health insurance.
Well, not just health insurance, but I mean, even before we get into what health insurance is about, I mean, what does it mean to be healthy?
Well, the definition of health is a state of optimum or best physically, mentally, socially, and I throw in there spiritually, optimum function all those four different ways, and not merely the absence of disease, not merely the absence of sickness, and not merely the absence of symptoms. You have to be functioning at 40% or less. Typically less than 40% in order to have a symptom. So to be healthy means that not that you're at 41%, but that you're at 95%+, hopefully 100%. And when you're at 100% or 95%, okay, then you can claim to be healthy. But if you're managing symptoms a couple times a week with a ibuprofen or a Advil or a Tylenol or one of those many over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, if you're managing your pain or your inflammation by taking some of these over-the-counters, or if you've gone to the next step because they don't work anymore, so now you need a prescription to take something that works a little bit more severely to help combat your inflammation, those people come into my office and they think they're healthy. How can you have all this inflammation and be healthy? If you have inflammation, you're aware of the inflammation, you're functioning at less than 40% of what you should be functioning at. And by taking some sort of masking medication to make you feel better than 40% doesn't mean that you're functioning better than 40%. It's just that you're not aware.
You're not feeling it.
You're not feeling it. So to be healthy means to be totally free from any kind of disease or symptoms. That's what health is.
With something like inflammation, are there ways to deal with that besides taking drugs?
Yeah, find out why you have inflammation. Inflammation is the first step to let you know that you're missing ingredients that are required by the system. So if you've got two daughters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And they've both gone through the three-year-old stage.
Yep.
Okay. And if I know it's sometimes different with girls, but I'm going to find out now because I didn't raise any girls, but I am a guy and I know what guys are about. So if your three-year-old daughter wanted something from her older sister, but her older sister wouldn't give it to her, what? How would the three-year-old younger daughter respond?
She would get upset.
She would get upset. Would she cry?
She might cry.
Would she might stomp around? Might she yell? Might she scream? Might she get inflamed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get upset, get angry. Yep.
Why?
Because she's not getting what she wants.
She's not getting what she wants. Well, when your body doesn't get what it wants, it gets angry, it gets inflamed, it gets upset. That's the source of inflammation. All inflammation is some level of deficiency that the body is demanding.
So it overreacts to a deficiency.
Right. It has to get your attention. So it has to overreact because the normal response wouldn't get your attention. So it has to have an extreme response.
And so that extreme response, it would seem, would then deplete you in other ways. So you would further go down that path.
Right, because it would rob from Peter to pay Paul, so to speak,
right,
to try to solve the situation. But Paul doesn't have anything to give, and Peter doesn't have anything to give. So now they got to go down the road to Larry. And it's like, okay, so now you're just having a vacuum go on in a person's body to where you're losing all your resources, and then you wonder why you get dis-ease. Well, that's the definition of dis-ease. It's where you've lacked the normal resources necessary to maintain health.
And this, I think this might help explain why symptoms that may not show up until you've lost 60% of your functionality in a particular area, but these symptoms, this inflammation, might happen earlier and then taking something away from another part of your body, and then pretty soon the symptoms increase and grow, and now it's something noticeable.
Right. When you get inflammation that doesn't go away with a simple night's rest or a simple putting a cool pack on it for 20 minutes and then you go back to completely being normal, like if you overuse your muscles, they're going to get sore.
Right.
You're going to get a little bit of inflammation there. You know, sit in a cold water bath, which is what the sports stars are doing nowadays. They're doing ice immersions to help their bodies recover faster so that they can continue to compete and this and that. And that's, quote, cutting edge, treatments in the pro athlete realm. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you depleted your body of the ingredients that it needs, then you're going to result in giving the body inflammation. So when an athlete goes out and competes and they use all their resources and they move into because the event is longer or they have to perform longer than they would like, I mean, the Tour de France is going on and or just kind of finished and those guys go out and they cycle all day every day. And how do they get their bodies to recover? Well, we found out with the Lance Armstrong scandal that that's how they would get their bodies to recover, by taking, non-legal drugs in order to get their body to recover faster. And it's anything to have an edge so that you can win. And that's the mentality that we have in this country. And what we need to appreciate is that when a person doesn't have the ingredients that they need to function normal and have normal physiological processes, your body's going to let you know through a symptom after it's depleted all of its resources from all of its other sources. You know, it's kind of like the drug addict. He can't get his drugs from his normal supplier, so he's got to go find a new supplier. Hmm. And if that new supplier doesn't have it, then he's got to go find another supplier. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, your body's the same way. It's going to deplete ingredients from a part of the body that's not as big of a priority right now as the part that needs those ingredients. So we're going to sacrifice these ingredients going over into this part of the body so that this part can actually survive. And it becomes an interesting balancing act. But if you give the body all the ingredients that it needs in excess, then the body never goes into crisis. But that requires us to have whole food. And we haven't had whole food in this country since the 1930s. And so why do we have the problems that we have today? Well, because nobody's getting what they need. And we have a lot of inflammation because there are a lot of bodies that are really upset, like your three-year-old daughter, because she's not getting what she wants.
I mean, it's fascinating to think that, everybody at some point, pretty much, unless they're unusual, is going to get sick. They're going to catch a cold. They're going to, even as you said, athletes will work out and their muscles will get sore. And that's a normal part of things happening. But then there are the things that are really severe, where you go beyond just the simple inflammation that you can take care of with a cold pack or something like that. And so when it comes to health insurance, shouldn't you be prepared for the worst, even if you're trying to do everything you can to prepare for the best?
Well, you can. Okay. It's an insurance in case there's a crisis. But since the industry right now is creating crises to drive the prices up of the insurance, and the wonderful government officials that we've voted into office, whether actively or passively, that are in office, that are, quote, fighting for our best interests, but yet the system doesn't apply to them, which makes it a complete waste of time, they're planning for us to fail instead of encouraging us to succeed. And the fact that they're planning for us to fail, and the system is set up so that we do fail, the healthcare industry, the insurance industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the food industry, the government agencies that oversee all of it, every one of them is setting us up for failure, because that's how they stay in business and make money. And that's criminal. But it's the standard of care. It's the system that we have. So what's my little voice going to do to change that? My hope is that it just gets people to wake up to the fact that, yes, you may have health insurance, but it's never going to take care of you not to be healthy. It'll help you manage your sickness. Heck, the management may keep you sick for the rest of your life, like adult onset diabetes or high blood pressure or high cholesterol or autoimmune disease or any of these things that they make millions of dollars off of, keeping you there. Mark, do you really imagine that after all the years of research and investigation and the money that's been dumped into cancer research just since, I don't know, the last 65, 70 years, the best we can come up with is slash and burn and poison people with toxic chemicals and let's see if they survive or don't survive? Do you think that's the best we can come up with?
It seems to be what's happened.
Right. Because nobody's actually looking for cutting edge, solving the problem, because there's more money to keep you, the average American, sick. There's more money to be made by you being and staying sick than there would ever be in curing you and getting you well.
Well, it comes back to the point that I think is another way of looking at this is that the idea of treating something is they've waited until you're sick to start to treat it. And so the focus of medicine has been to treat people who are sick. It hasn't been about, and this is kind of what your argument is, it hasn't been about how do you maintain your health? How do you become a healthy person?
Right.
And I mean, is health care expensive? Health insurance is very expensive, right. And medical care is expensive, but is health care expensive?
Health care is not expensive.
No, that's really interesting.
The people that come to see me, I fly up to New York once a month for 5 days to treat about 75 of my long-standing patients from my 27 years of practice in New York. These are the people that love what I do. I'm their only health care provider, and they pay me out of their pocket every time they come to see me. And it's the best money that they spend, because it's the only money that they spend to actually prevent them actively from having a health problem. And so if I see them 12 times a year, once a month, to help manage the crises that come up over the course of a month, and if they have a crisis in between, they just pick up the phone and call me directly. I answer the phone and, you know, Bob's calling in today, and what's going on, Bob? Well, I have this, that, and the other thing. And, well, what did you do? Well, yeah, I know I did what I wasn't supposed to do, because you've taught me that I shouldn't do that, but I had a situation, and so I did it, and so I'm having this problem again. And it's okay, so you understand how you created it? Yes, I understand how I created it. And so what's the advice I've given you in the past? And they're like, well, I need to do A, B, and C. Right, and how much of that have you done? Well, I've started A, and I know I still have to do B and C, but I wanted to know, would I need to have an office appointment? And I'm like, well, do A, B, and C and call me back if it doesn't go away. If it doesn't go away, then we'll schedule you for next week when I'm going to be up there, and we'll take care of you. And guess what? You know what it costs the patients that I see 12 times a year in order for them to stay healthy?
No, I don't.
About $1,200.
So about $100 a month.
About $100 a month. Maybe at most $1,500 for a year of preventative, proactive healthcare to where they don't have problems that require them to go get medication. They don't have problems that require them to go to the emergency room. They don't have problems where they're going to run to their medical doctor and say, I have this boo-boo or this owie and I need medication. They just simply don't do it. So for, let's say, $1,500, they get a year's worth of care to maintain having health and not having problems because they don't allow themselves to get to a point where they have problems.
And that's probably less than most people pay just in the deductibles that they have with the health insurance that they're already paying thousands of dollars for.
Or they pay more of that, more than $1,500 a month as a family. $1,500 a month as a family, they have to do that 12 months a year. And that entitles them to also have to now spend, I don't know, $3,000 to $6,000 before any of the care that they have will actually kick in. The coverage that they have will kick in.
Right.
That's called their deductible. And then even after they've met their deductible, then they have, I don't know, a 20, 25, 40% copay to go along with whatever their healthcare costs are. And so the question becomes is, which one is better for you? Paying for a crisis that they're trying to make sure that you end up having, or be proactive, pay a little bit of money every month, and never have an issue that you never have to take medication with for the rest of your life, or you never have to have a surgical intervention because a hip failed or a knee blew out or something along those lines. And it's just about proactive healthcare.
Well, that's, and you pose it that way. It's just a simple choice,
right?
Really. Do you want to be healthy? This is the investment. If you're willing to go down the other path and wait till you're sick to be able to start to deal with your situation, then you really do need to rely on the healthcare insurance and that and the medical procedures that are going to follow.
Right. And if you want to have a crisis policy while you do your own health maintenance, by all means, please do that. So if you have a catastrophic situation, then you have catastrophic coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But guess what? That's not going to make money for the politicians. That's not going to make money for the health insurance companies. That's not going to make money for the hospitals. Why? Because you don't need to go to them.
Right.
Okay. I haven't been sick since 2001. September of 2001 was the last time I was sick.
Wow. So that's 16 plus years.
Yeah, this September it'll be 17 years.
Amazing.
And so at the end of the day, it's like, okay, so, well, what do you do, Dr. Rick? Well, I do something that you're not ready to do, but I'll put you on a path so that at some point down the future you can be doing what I do, and then you don't have any problems. You know, I see a lot of people my age and even people younger than me that look older than I do. Why? Because they don't take care of themselves. You know, and it's so. I really want to get into, we need to take another short commercial break. I'm aware of that myself, but I really want to get into answering the question, you know, does having health insurance make a person feel safe? But before we do that, I want you to listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. I would like for you to please listen and consider what it says. And if you're out there suffering needlessly or on the treadmill of treatment, please consider what this following commercial says, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Hi, this is Doc Rick of When Your Health Matters weekly radio show, and I'm here to tell you that we are open for business at Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street, Suite 404 in Pooler Park, and that's in Pooler, Georgia. And I want to thank those whose lives are already changing as a result of coming to see me. How can you come to see me? If you are suffering with an unwanted health condition, taking toxic prescription medications, or if you are told that you need surgery, please call me at 912-348-3369, and let's help you get and stay well. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 138 Canal Street in Pooler, 912-348-3369. Let's get you back into the game of life, get you back onto God's plan for you, and activate your birthright to be healthy. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally, located at 138 Canal Street, Suite 404 in Pooler Park. That's in Pooler, Georgia. Please call 912-348-3369 to schedule your appointment. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, looking forward to serving you.
serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street. That's in Pooler Park in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. And Mark and I have gotten away from our time, and I don't know that we're going to actually cover our whole topic today, which means that I'm probably going to come back next week and finish the topic, because I like to cover topics to our completion. But Mark, you have a question that I think is important for our listeners.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we're talking about, all this health insurance and health care, is, you know, how much do most Americans pay for their health care?
I'll be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea whatsoever. What I do know is when I was asked to replace the policy that my wife had when she was working for a local business that actually the gentleman was a patient at my office, and he was providing my health insurance through my wife, who was an employee for him. And when it came time that she was leaving to open up her own business and pursue that full time, we lost our health insurance. And when I called him to find out what he was paying, just for covering two people, it was going to cost me $28,000 a year.
$28,000 a year for the health insurance?
For health insurance for myself and my wife.
For two people.
For two people. $28,000 a year. That included a $6,000 deductible before the coverage would even kick in.
So even if you needed it, so each one of you would have to pay $20,000 in a year to get health care, to get real health care. If you needed it, $6,000 on top of the $14,000.
It was going to be over $1,500 a month.
Wow.
And and that would get me in the door to allow me to ante up another $6,000 before the coverage would actually kick in. And I would have to pay a 20% copay on top of that. That's what it was going to cost me. Okay, and so I don't know what the costs are for people. I don't know how people make ends meet as far as doing all of that. I just know that it's out of control, and I know that we need to change that. And that's why I want to come back next week, and I want to finish this topic of understanding, you know, are you really safe if you have health insurance? And my thought is no, you're not, but I want the listener to understand why they are not safe even if they have health insurance. And that's really the heart of this particular show that I'm sorry we didn't get to this week. But I think we laid a nice foundation.
Good. And I'm looking forward to finishing the conversation next week.
I do want to finish the conversation. And I want the listeners to tune back in next week so that we can finish this. And my apologies. I usually try to cover a topic and answer all the ifs and where's and whys and how it all works within an hour show. And I apologize for not being able to do that this week. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That's in Pooler, Georgia. Please give me a call at 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. That is the fastest way to get a hold of me. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. I don't care how you get there. Just get there if you can. And I look forward to speaking with you next week when your health matters.
Started out as a headache, has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger, now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 on top of that. I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmacy, we
medicals and your medical insurance pals. You want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain and profit from our pain. And on top of that, 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 since I began this tirade, I've been feeling better.